This Sunday, the 55th annual Tony Awards will be presented to celebrate the best Broadway plays of the season. In Chicago, the celebrating already has started. Earlier this month, the city's Victory Gardens Theater received news from New York that it had won this year's Tony for Best Regional Theater. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
In 1976, the first annual Tony Award for Regional Theater went to the Arena Theater in Washington, D.C. Since then, small theaters around the U.S. have served as important incubators of new work. Victory Gardens in Chicago is one of those theaters. The company was formed in 1974 during an explosion of nonprofit theater on the city's north side that included the now famous Steppenwolf Company. One of the first employees of Victory Gardens was Marcel McVeigh, who's now its managing director. She says that although none of the eight founders is currently with the theater, they had a vision.
They came together because they really wanted to found a theater that was focused on the development of Chicago talent, that had an open-door policy. I think that's the other aspect. It's not a closed group.
McVeigh says rather than having an established company of actors, anyone can try out for roles, including participants in the theater's training center. One of those who walked through the door early on was Dennis Zacek. He started as a director. He's now the company's artistic director, a job he's held for 24 years. Zacek, who's also married to McVeigh, says in addition to encouraging local actors, the company also wanted to support local playwrights.
We didn't start off going, all right, we're going to be a developmental theater. You know, it was something that we realized. What that meant was that we had this ongoing commitment to the writer.
5 years ago, the commitment became formal with the establishment of the Victory Gardens Playwrights Ensemble. It's a diverse group of 12 authors, including John Logan, who was nominated for an Oscar for co-writing the film Gladiator. Ensemble playwrights have premiered 15 works at Victory Gardens, including The Action Against Saul Schumann, written by Jeffrey Sweet.
When you have kids, you won't raise them Jewish. Probably Unitarian, right? Or ethical culture, if anything. When you come over to Pops for Shabbos dinner, you think I don't see that look that Kate shoots you when you put on the yarmulke? Isn't that adorable? Michael's wearing a beanie.
I think we just reached the end of the conversation.
Michael, Victory Gardens' Tony citation praises its, quote, continual level of artistic achievement, contributing to the growth of the theater nationally. It becomes the 26th theater to win the annual award.
And it took us 27 years to get it, but we're thrilled.
Dennis Zacek says just as the Playwrights Ensemble is diverse, so are the plays. Each year, on its nearly 200-seat main stage or in its 60-seat studio theater, there is a play about African-American life. The company also regularly produces plays about living with disability. None of Victory Gardens' plays have ended up on Broadway, but many have had success off-Broadway and in other parts of the country. This mid-sized Chicago theater has also attracted some big-name talent. Sharon Gless, John Cryer, and this season, five-time Tony Award winner Julie Harris, who opened the season's final production with Chicago actress Ann Whitney in a play about two elderly women called Fossils.
Are you a sailor?
Only in my fantasies.
You still have those?
Don't tell me you've given yours up.
I can't even remember my last one.
What a shame, I can.
From that smile, I'd say it was a racy one. You best keep it to yourself.
I intend to.
Fossils was written by Claudia Allen, who's had eight other plays produced at Victory Gardens. She calls the company a nurturing home.
Well, unfortunately, there's only so many people that can be produced here a year, but those people who are fortunate enough to be produced really feel like their work is being given the best attention it possibly can.
Victory Gardens is one of the smallest companies to win the Regional Theater Tony. It's also the third Chicago theater to do so, following Steppenwolf and the Goodman Theater. Along with its award, Victory Gardens will take home $25,000 in prize money. Chicago Tribune theater critic Richard Christensen says beyond the money, the award is good for theater in the city.
The Tony is the best brand name in theater show business, but it helps for Victory Gardens to give it this national exposure to further cement its standing in its own hometown.
The Goodman's executive director, Rock Schulfer, says it's hard to measure the tangible benefits of winning the Tony, but he can't think of a company more deserving than Victory Gardens.
I can think of very few theaters of any size around the country who've had greater artistic integrity and consistency in their work over the years than Victory Gardens. Everybody knows what Victory Gardens stands for, and what their artistic vision is, and they've held true to that through thick and thin over the years.
Victory Garden's Dennis Zacek and Marcel McVeigh say they plan to stay true to their mission of producing the work of local playwrights, especially plays written by the company's ensemble, which includes
Claudie Allen, Lonnie Carter, Steve Carter, Gloria Bond Clooney, Dean Korn, John Logan, Nick Patrika, Douglas Post, James Sherman, Charles Smith, Jeffrey Sweet, and Christine Thatcher.
There we go. That's a preview of his Tony acceptance speech. We can't get all of them on stage, but they're all going to be named on national television.
Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.